the St. Pete Sports Connection on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the Pee Wees to the Preps and the Pros across Champa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection this October 22nd, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios. Across from the Trop, I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And of course, we're on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection radio network. We'll go over the affiliates here just in a bit. We got a jam-packed show. We're going to be talking Tampa Bay Bucks as they take on the Carolina Panthers tomorrow. Of course, a watch party down here. We don't have any Florida State this weekend. We don't have any Florida watch parties. But right now, we got Iowa and Ohio State. And our Hawkeyes, Marcus, we need a miracle, my man. We need a miracle today. Hopefully, our defense can step up and the offense can score a couple of times. So that's a watch party here. You got Alabama watch party, Auburn, and of course, as I said, Iowa and Ohio State right now, and Michigan as well. We don't have Georgia State, buddy.
We got Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern, I mean.
Georgia Southern, hey, they just beat James Madison, the 25th ranked team in college football.
You're loud and proud, my man.
They stormed the field. It might be the second most important field storming of the past week, but hey, they still did it, and I'm happy for my Eagles, you know, gotta.
Loud and proud. We've got to go over the lineup real quick, and then we'll dive into the Fergs from the front row. We'll talk about the games that are down here. We'll talk a little MLB today. We've got, he's been on several times, my good friend Jeff Mangold, former New York Yankees head trainer, five-time World Series champ. He'll talk Yankees, memories, and, of course, what's taking place against, what do you call them, the Asterix, the Cheaters, the Astros?
Yep. Any of those names work.
then we'll talk to Augie Sanchez, former USF standout and Seminole Warhawk head coach. And as I said, Marcus Pascal. And the Largo football team, the Packers, are in the house today for our body armor conversation. And Scout Trout, he's the founder of the All-American Bowl. And looking forward. So strap it on. We'll bring you a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection for the next 2 hours. And right now, why don't we go over where we are in the MLB? I'm sure everybody in the world knows it, even if they don't watch it. It was must-watch television until last night. The Padres went down to the Phillies, and now are down 2-1. And the Yankees, of course, down 2 games. I want to see both the National League and the American League series go 7 games.
Yeah, that'd be great to see. I mean, it's great for baseball. Right now, the Phillies and Padres are shaping up to be the more exciting and most competitive of the two series going on right now. Comparatively to the Yankees-Astros, it's been pretty dull. The Astros have been dominating the Yankees.
A lot of people said the Astros, they got the arms, they've got the bats. Let's see what happens in New York today. I think it's a 7:37 first pitch tonight. And I would like to see the Yankees versus the Asterix.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
I thought you didn't like people that cheated, man.
I don't. I want to see the Yankees beat the Asterix.
It's hard for you to say you want the Yankees to win. Is the bottom line?
That's really what's the driving factor.
I have no problem. My grandfather was a lifelong Yankee, and I grew up Yankee fan as a kid until I went to work for the Cubs, and now I'm torn between Yankees and Rays because I'm an old man, and you can't change. After I moved here 6 years ago, you can't change after 60 sure. years of pulling for the pinstripes.
Yeah, well, at least the Yankees, they do have their spring training down here at George Steinbrenner Field or
exactly.
Legends Field now or whatever they call it, and it's a beautiful stadium.
It was Legends.
Legends now George Steinbrenner.
Exactly.
I get it flip flopped every once in a while, but the Bronx Bombers are down 2 games to the Houston Astros. In the American League Championship Series, and that's not looking good for the Yankees for a comeback. Teams down 2-0 in the best of seven come back to win only about 15% of the time. And using the FanGraphs, which is an online resource, accounts for specific players on their teams and factors it in, and the Yankees only get a 19% chance of winning the series. However, the Yankees still have a fighting chance with their powerful lineup, including Stanton and Aaron Judge, who, if you don't recall, led the American League in home runs, and he set the new American League single-season home run record and the unofficial official record for all-time season home runs.
Hey, did you see the MVP make that catch the other night? I sent you a text. You didn't even respond because you're so aloof about this topic.
He's going to end up being the MVP.
Heard it here, folks. He's been preaching about Ohtani forever, which is an incredible story. But the reality is, it's Aaron Judge. He is the MVP.
He will be the
MVP. That was one hell of a catch. But when you're a 7'3" outfielder with his span,
yep,
he's got to be 7.
Got to be.
That's got to be 7'3", 7'4", extended.
It's unbelievable how huge he is.
And the wheels he's got. He would have been one hell of a tight end back in.
Well, I have to take 3 strides to get anywhere near one of his strides. The guy's a giant out there. It's unbelievable. Him and Altuve standing next to each other. It's quite a sight to see.
Hey, let's get a hold of Andy DeLay right now. He's doing a live remote, and he's got the proprietor with him. So we'll give Andy a call, and then we'll finish up our conversation on baseball, because we got 2 games today, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, all we right. do. Padres hoping to continue the
what time
the
is
lucky
that
goose?
What time is that game?
That game, I do have to look up.
Give me I think that's games. An afternoon game.
Padres today at 7:45.
All right, and now Andy DeLay joins us. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Man, we're out here at the Dunedin or the Honeymoon Island Fall Fest up here in Dunedin, Florida. Out with Angler 360. Man, we're having a good time. That's what's up.
Gorgeous day to have it. I'm sure there's a lot of people mingling. We're down here. Obviously, you've been here many times at Ferg's and 13th and Central, and it is just a picture-perfect Saturday in Florida. I feel like I'm back in Iowa City on game day, don't you, Marcus? I mean, you feel that way. It's our kind of weather, man. Andy?
Yeah, buddy. Oh, I thought you were talking to him.
No. I just threw that out, brother. Talk about what's going on up there today.
Hey, I'm out here with Tom Spicer. He owns Angler 360. He'll tell you a little bit about what we got. We have a booth set up out here. Tom, tell us a little bit about what Angler 360 is doing out here at the Fall Fest.
So we're a local bait shop here on the Dunedin Causeway. For all the locals here, and Friends of the Islands Parks is a nonprofit organization, and we're just out here trying to help them out. And you know, it's a nonprofit, and it's a beautiful day, as you said. And we're selling, we have a live bait here, tackle, so people can come on down and just go on the beach and do some fishing. That's what we're known for. We're one of the best fishing capital, in the world, pretty much. So we're here to help out and set people up for what they want to do today.
So it's we've got a lot going on out here. Just so folks know, if you want to come out here and help support the cause here, you have to come into the park. It's not outside the front gate. Come into the park. They'll direct you to where everything is. I'm also with Bill Francisco. He is with
Friends. I'm president of Friends of the Island Park, and thank you, Angler 360, for being here. We have a lot of great stuff going on. I'm looking at one exhibit that is 4 ladies that are going to row their giant canoe across the Atlantic. So you got to see it to believe it. We have a lot of food vendors. We have a lot of great crafts festival, and as well as nonprofit. We're open today till 5 p.m., and we're here all day tomorrow from 10 to 5 p.m. And you're right. It's a beautiful day, perfect weather. Blue sky, nice gentle breeze. Come on out.
You can't get any better than that, brother.
No, I tell you what, you're in the right place, my man, today. Of course, for all the anglers out there, I strongly suggest that is a gorgeous area if you haven't been up there. And a perfect day for it. How long are you going to be out there, Andy?
I'm going to be out here for a few more hours. I tell you what, I'm going to give you a little secret into all of our thousands of listeners out there. After 2 p.m. today, the first person that comes up to the Angler 360 booth here after two and yells, "Burning Rubber, baby." They got to say it loud, man. You know, of course, Burning Rubber Radio's on just before your show, brother, here on the Tan Talk Network. If they yell, "Burning Rubber, baby," they're going to get a free Monster 3X starter kit with all of the lures and whatnot, free of charge. But they all have to do is yell at the top of their lungs so everybody here can hear them yell, "Burning Rubber, baby," and they're going to go fishing.
Give us one more of those Burning Rubber radios before we let you go.
Burning Rubber, baby!
All right. He's Andy DeLay. You can hear him each and every Saturday from 10 to 11 right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network as well as the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Have a great Saturday up there, my friend.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon. That's Andy DeLay. And, of course, he does a superb job. He just gets a little excited about NASCAR, doesn't he?
Just a smidge?
Jeez Louise. He's a lot of energy, man. Okay, let's go back to Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah. Going back to Major League Baseball, we don't have to look too far to teams coming back from a 2-0 deficit. Looking at recent history, the 2020 NLCS, that exact thing happened when the Dodgers came back from a 2-0 deficit to beat the Braves and went on to win the World Series. And even against the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, and this is definitely still fresh in their memory, when in 2004 in the ALCS, the Yankees were up 3-0 against Boston, and they came back to win in the 7-game series. So it's not impossible. And in both instances, when it happened in recent memory, the teams went on to win the World Series. So if the Yankees manage to come back and win the series, does this mean that there are World Series winners kind of just by default or compared to their competition, Mike?
That's my opinion. What's yours?
Let's say the Phillies go. I think the Phillies beat Yankees. If Padres go, Yankees beat Padres.
All right, I can go with that. You know, let's switch to college football real quick. Last night, my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers took care of business against UAB. Here's a breakdown of the games that you can watch down here. Fergs, 95 televisions, I tell you that, each and every week. You got Ohio State and Iowa taking place right now. As I said, that could be a drubbing for our Hawkeyes. And Miami takes on Duke. That's the only in-state USF, Florida State, and Florida all have buys today. Let's see any other games of significance. I do know UCLA and Oregon. Game day was there. Did you happen to turn on ESPN this morning?
I did not. I was busy.
Well, let me tell you something. If you were part of College Game Day, it was 6 a.m. in Eugene, and it was packed. I assure you. There was plenty of alcoholic beverages still in that student base there.
That's called a darty, Mike. A day party.
Well, they hadn't been to bed yet. But the beauty of it, it's a 7:30 kick. So as soon as game day gets done, they'll pass out and then in the dorms and they get back out. They did that in Iowa City a few times, I'm certain, back in the day, and still do. Especially when game day's there. But think about how early on the West Coast when they have game day.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. I don't know if I could get out there that early. I'm more of a night owl, I'll be honest with you, Mike.
You're 24 years old. You still got it in you, man. Hey, now let's go to our good sponsor and supporter, and that's John. And he's over there at Shrimpy's Waterfront. What's going on, brother? There's John. John, what's going on, my man?
Hey, sorry. I was busy in there. I just saw you the phone call.
Well, at 12:20, you do have a weekly segment on a place called Shrimpy's Waterfront. Were you out walking the dog?
No. I'm in the restaurant. So
taking care of business.
I had to help out some.
Okay, well, let's talk about what's going on today down there at Shrimpy's Waterfront.
Right now, we just started our tailgate menu at noon, so just served a Hail Mary, Bloody Mary with chili dogs, and we've got the Buckeyes on the sound right now, but we got more games coming this afternoon.
Whoa, wait a minute. You got the Buckeyes on. But they are playing another team, and that would be the Iowa Hawkeyes. Don't shun my Hawkeye fan base that might want to come down here and watch this absolute slaughter.
Well, I don't like the Buckeyes, so I hope Iowa beats them.
Attaboy, say it loud and proud. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks, baby. Go Hawks. Get that number two team off the table.
Oh, I forgot. You Georgia Bulldogs definitely want them beaten today. Well, it's not going to happen, my man. If it happens, you're buying me no cocktails. Well, yeah, I'm going to bring Ben with me, and you're going to buy his cocktails, and I'll do the eating. What a way to start a morning! Somebody had a chili dog, and a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it's a combo we have. It's called the Hail Mary Caesar Bloody Mary.
Oh,
with a couple chili dogs that go with it.
Oh my God! Well, it sounds superb, but I don't know how you're going to feel later in the day. But yeah, that's a definite tailgate option.
Yeah. On top of that, you know, we still got our brunch menu going as well. A lot of people got the brunch.
Yes, you got the brunch, but you got your tailgate menu all weekend long for Bucks and Bills. Of course, tomorrow 1 o'clock, Bucks and Panthers, and you guys will be open and have that tailgate menu, and you'll be rolling over your brunch. You got the Bills game. Who's Georgia play today? Or they have a bye too?
We got a bye week, so rest up for the Gators next week, and then after the Gators, we got the Vols.
That will be the SEC game of the year.
Yeah, that's a big one. So we're looking. I wish. If I were in Atlanta, I would definitely be going to driving to Athens for that one. So I'll be here watching it, those scrimpies.
All right, buddy. Well, they find you. Your hours of operation and your happy hour Monday through Friday, which is superb.
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, so Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 is buy one drink, get one free. I don't think anybody has that. And on top of our food specials as well, so you could probably get a full meal and two drinks for less than $20 for the happy hour. And then that's from 3 to 6 Monday through Fridays, and then Saturday and Sundays we have our brunches that start at 10 to 3, along with our football NFL ticket on Sundays. Got every NFL game, and we got all the college games on as well on Saturday. And 9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete Beach, Florida, right here on the water. Beautiful day now. Weather's great. I saw dolphins are everywhere around here on the patio as well.
It's an ideal spot, folks. I don't care what time of day it is. Like you said, dolphin watching, sunset at night. I live about 2 blocks from there, and it's just an ideal location. And Ben Botham here has been there and experienced the chicken sliders. I've had the chicken sliders. I've had the prime rib sliders. I had the French onion soup. Absolute superb food put out by Shrimpy's Waterfront. And I'll try. I'm going to come have dinner there tonight for sure. So I'll see you. I'll see you around dinner time, my man.
Okay, we got the Bama game on at 7. So.
Oh God! I'll get there early so I don't have to sit next to the Roll Tide.
I'm pulling for the Aggies. But anyway, so we just on those sliders, you can get the chicken sliders. You can get two martinis that are really good on Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. That will cost you $19.
Damn,
that's the best deal in town right there.
Without a shadow of a doubt, that's the best deal. All right, all right, brother.
Okay, bud. All right, we'll talk soon. I appreciate it, Mike.
All right, I'll see you later tonight.
Okay, see you later.
All right,
okay,
that's John over there at Shrimpy's Waterfront.
And he mentioned those Vols. How about them?
Tennessee Volunteers, I tell you what, I've been in that stadium twice. That's the most hideous color scheme I've ever seen in college football. It's like
a creamsicle.
It's
you don't
a creamsicle.
Like that? Come on, Mike. A nice
summer. Here's what I love about the people in Tennessee. They are all smoked up. I mean, they're out of control. And on Sunday, no alcohol, and they're all in church. Packers are in the house. Largo Packers will be next. And I'll tell you what, I saw them play the Vanderbilt Commodores. And the Commodores, obviously, are well known for their academics, not their prowess, and baseball, not their prowess on the football field. And, the balls are for real. But
if people didn't see, they tore down their goalposts, stormed the field, and carried it off into the Tennessee River. How about that? That's what I call football right there.
Yeah, that's what I call about a case or a 12-pack per fan, and there was 106,000 fans there. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to move you over. I'm going to put Marcus down here. Marcus Pascal, he's the head football coach for the Largo Packers. I just happen to be, young man, an Iowa Hawkeye fan, where your head coach was a standout athlete for years. I covered sports there. And I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, too. So I'm excited about this conversation. And you guys are having one heck of a season. And thanks for bringing the fellas down, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to meet you. Just a little closer to that mic. We're good. Tough night last night. But, you're playing one of the best teams in the state of Florida, if not the tri-state region.
Yeah.
He's got that tradition-rich program, which is what you're doing, is building a program, and I respect coaches that as they say, you want to improve things from where they were when you got there, mm-hmm. and that's the ultimate goal. And you've got these young men obviously buying in, and just a wonderful start. So great to finally meet you. I think I visited with you for like 5 seconds doing interviews one time up back in the day in Iowa City. What year did you graduate from Iowa?
06.
Yeah, we had some glory days. That way. Yep, they could use you today, my man, against Ohio State. I assure you that.
I think they're going to need a little bit more than what I could have brought to the table.
Well, your addition wouldn't have been chump change, that's for sure. And then, of course, you had a little stint in the NFL. And now the thing that I really respect is that you have made a decision – like Michael Clayton has across the bay, to share your success and help mentor these young men to be successful as well. So talk about how you got to Lark. Well, let's go back for our listeners and talk about where you're from, where you went to high school. Obviously, I just got on the Iowa fan base and talked about that. But talk a little bit about your history and how you got to Largo.
Born and raised right in Largo. What I'm doing right now was my last childhood dream. You know, growing up, playing for the great Rick Rodriguez at Largo High. I used to tell him when I was in high school, one day I'm going to come back and replace you, Coach. And he used to laugh at me and tell me, hey, maybe you should look into something that you can make a little bit more money doing. But this is what I love to do. You know, like you said, it was a standout at Largo. Ended up going to Iowa, 3-year starter, 2-time All-Big Ten safety, and enjoyed 5 years at the National Football League. And when I got the chance to come back and work under Coach Rodriguez, I couldn't, pass it up. And this is my 9th year now as the head coach.
So this was actually a dream you had in high school?
This is what I wanted to do.
Bravo, my friend. Not too many people. I mean, most people would have said that he was going to be a Division I standout, play in the NFL, wear the badge. And his was to be a high school coach.
Yep.
And you guys are really blessed. And It's one heck of a story, to tell you the truth.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Checking out those boxes. I always tell the kids, set goals for yourself, and I achieved everything that I set. I want to be that standout in high school, college. If I was blessed to go to the professional ranks, do that, and then come back home. And it's full circle. I'm doing it.
Well, I assure you that when you have class reunions, that when you're looking for financial support, Your old classmates, they see you, they either run or they'll write a check right away.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because you've got passion in the program.
Just celebrated the 20-year reunion this season.
Did you? So. Man, you're young. The 20th. And so let's talk about the Largo fan base. You're having a great year. Do you get a lot of fan support? I mean, is the school bought into you guys?
Definitely.
That's cool.
Small community, family based. And so, everybody's some has some type of relationship one way or another, So
somebody's got some Largo Packer gear or a flag.
Something.
Or at least they're going to tell people because they don't want to act like they're not watching
you. Yes, exactly.
So you get good attendance at the games too?
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. That's
and it's all a part of what they're doing on the field, you know. They don't care about me as the old man, They like to come out and support these guys.
Well, and that's the key. But it starts somewhere, and I applaud you for what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
How many assistant coaches do you have?
Eight.
Hey, he's got a staff.
Yeah, we got a staff.
Yeah, well who wouldn't want to work with this guy, right? No, that's great. And a lot of them been with you for a while?
Yes. We don't have too much turnover, you know, and continue to build. And so I think that's how we're able to benefit from the fruits of our labor now.
Now, does Largo have, like, a middle school, a feeder system?
Nah.
Nothing?
Anything
they can play?
Down here, yeah, they play youth league, but it's all scattered out. You got Largo Junior Packers within the community, but a lot of the other kids, they're playing different organizations. And,
sure.
You know, in the state of Florida, you got that zone rule, so you got kids that just go to their zone school. So,
well, what about this, real quick, and then we'll get talking to the fellas. The transfer rule around here seems pretty lax, is it or isn't it?
It is, you know, it definitely is, and they have some rules and regulations in place, but no one's really policing it.
Yeah.
But I'm big on building from within. So all these guys that you see in front of you, they've been with me since day one.
I applaud that because I, as an old man, I don't like the transfer deal.
Yeah.
I had a team, and I won't name it, and I'm friends with the coaches. And there's six of them here that day. And four of them, well, I can because it was Boca Ciega baseball, and I'm doing a fundraiser for them. Well, they had beaten Osceola, I believe, wasn't it? Yeah, they'd beaten Osceola the year before, which was quite an achievement. And the two youngsters were sitting here to my right. They were sophomores, and they had transferred from Osceola.
Yeah.
I said, so what, after the game you lost, you went over and said, hey, we want to play for you, essentially? Yeah. That's not cool as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and we don't get too much of that. You know, you may get a guy here or there, but everybody in the county knows the type of program we run, and I'm a hard coach to play for. You know, I bet they'll tell you that, you know. But I'd rather have you here.
They're not in their head.
I'd rather have you here.
You're still hanging with them.
I'd rather have you here from day one, and we grow together, you know. And guys that, you know, see the success we have, sometimes they think twice about coming over because we're going to do things the right way here.
Well, and here's the thing, fellas. He's teaching you lessons in life. And that's the thing that I applaud. And I worked with so many coaches up north doing this for years in Kansas City and in Des Moines. You know, coaches that you realize, you know, this window is short. But if you can teach them skills that they can take in life.
Yeah. How to battle adversity, you know, stick it through the tough times.
Because it's coming.
It's coming. Yep.
It may have already come in life. That's just.
Definitely.
It's L-I-F-E. All right. Well, why don't you introduce these guys. We'll start to the left if that's cool. And we're brought to you by Body Armors, my supporters, my sponsors here. So you guys take some home, and I'll give you a couple for the road as well. If Ben, he's kind of the purveyor of the Body Armor. If he wants to give you two today, he's a Seminole grad. He may not want to give you two.
We don't hold it against him. Right. Well, first, we have senior DB Ricky Shaw, Jr. or. The third.
Well, my main man that does the golf show with me is Oscar Garner, the third.
The third.
Yeah, and he always likes to throw it third. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Ricky, why don't you, your defensive back.
Yes, sir.
And let's start with your favorite memory playing. Doesn't have to be necessarily with high school, but your favorite memory in football. An accomplishment, something cool you did.
Well, this year,
can we go
really,
back to when you were 12 years old?
Yeah, well, I want to talk about this year.
There you
this,
go. Yeah, let's talk about this great season. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So this year, this is the most picks I ever had in the season. I have three.
Wow. As an old DB, and I mean old, that's very commendable.
Yeah, and I have 35 tackles.
Wow. you play safety?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. 35 tackles.
Yes, sir.
Three picks. How many games left?
Two in the regular season.
Play. Well, you're gonna advance in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. We have Osceola and Northeast, and then that's it for the regular season.
Northeast will be a challenge. With my buddy Sean Davis over there.
Yes, sir.
They'll
the
have
people,
it strapped on.
The people.
Yeah. He's my buddy. His son plays at Iowa State, you know.
Yeah.
Plays free safety.
Yeah, Anthony. We don't hold it against him either.
That's what I said. Anyway, so three picks. Bravo, man.
Yes, sir.
Now, have you started? Is this your first year starting?
Yes, sir.
That's even more impressive. All right. Let's go. I know you're not going to like this question, but I ask everybody this. Got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Well, obviously, I usually say smart man if they say they don't. But in your case, it might be karma. You're having a great season, so keep the girlfriend.
Keeping them on track.
Yeah, yeah. She's keeping you focused.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's superb. Three picks and 35 tackles, man. That's money right there.
Getting after it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And five tackles for loss.
Oh, so you send them on blitz once in a while?
Every now and then.
He'll tell you this. Safeties love that, man. But if you swipe and miss in the film session,
the gate.
That's it. Because you're so excited. You fly in there and you don't break down properly a lot of times. Yeah, and you see it at every level. You know that. Yeah.
Yes,
so your favorite college team?
UF. The Gators.
The Gators. They don't play today, but they're having a good season. I see that over here. Your favorite pro team?
I like the Carolina, but I don't really...
Oh, my God, young man. You got family up there?
No, I just always liked them.
Well, you better love them a lot if you're still on that bandwagon. And I don't think they're going to do too well tomorrow. They just shipped McCaffrey to San Francisco.
Might just be a bandwagon and go to San Fran. You know?
Well, I know a lot of young guys that are bandwagon riders. That's just the reality of fantasy football these days.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Let's do a shout out. Anybody at home you want to shout out to?
I want to shout out my dad because he always pushed me with everything.
What's Pops' name?
Ricky Shaw Jr.
Well, I should have figured that, huh? I'm not that sharp, fellas.
Yes, sir. He just always stayed on top of me. Help me be the man I am today. More to come.
Anybody else?
No, that's it.
Well, you might want to start where when I asked you that question. Shout out. You do have a girlfriend. I wouldn't want to see her because this is archive. She can listen to this. You better shout out to her to cover your back.
Shout out to my girlfriend for helping me with my homework.
What's her name?
Jada Saylor.
I bet your coach loves her. Helps with the homework.
Good girl.
Having a great year?
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful. Pass that mic over here to Ricky, the third. I won't forget that. Who's
Next
this young
we
man?
We have Xavion McCluster, senior linebacker.
He looks like a linebacker. Sitting over there like he doesn't want to listen to my goofy old carcass. A linebacker, outside, inside?
Everything. Both.
Both. Both. All right, young man. What's your favorite memory? Yeah, there you go, Ben. Good job. What's your favorite memory playing football?
My freshman year, I got to play with my brother for the first time.
How cool was that?
Yeah, it was a once in a lifetime.
Did you both play defense together?
Yep. He was a linebacker. I was safety.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they playing for you?
Yep.
Oh, so you had the brother combos. He was your older brother?
Yep.
How cool was that? Probably a lot of fun in the huddle, unless you made a mistake as a little brother.
No.
You don't point out the mistakes of the big brother unless you want point, you know
yeah.
Yeah, you want you know what beat, but you certainly point out the mm-hmm. when your younger brother makes a mistake. Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite memory? Girlfriend?
No, sir.
Smart man. Not that you're not, Ricky. You're one of the few that's having a successful season that answered that yes. So no girlfriend. Your favorite pro team?
Pro team, Atlanta Falcons.
Well, they're having a great year this year, luckily, yeah. You know what? These guys were all probably Bucks fans until they went 3-3. Your favorite college team?
Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia Bulldogs. I just had a guy on that's a huge Georgia Bulldogs. You know anybody in Georgia? You just like the fact they won the national championship and might again.
I just like them.
And they put 7 first-rounders in the NFL. Yeah, well, at least you picked a good team, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're a senior as well?
Yes, sir.
So you got some good senior leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, so your defense, real solid.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Who's this young man? He looks familiar.
Junior Angelo Elliott.
Junior Angelo Elliott. Well, you know what? If the old man would turn your mic on, you might be able to... answer my question. So, what year are you?
I'm 2024.
Talk a little louder, young man.
Class of 2024.
Talk like you're in a huddle and trying to get somebody's attention.
Class of 2024.
All right. What position?
I play defensive line and left tackle.
Did you bring no defense today?
I just brought the ones that was available.
No, I know. I'm happy. I'm a defensive-minded guy, and this is a defensive coach, you know, sitting in front of us. So your favorite memory playing?
My favorite memory probably this year would be first game. I'm not from here. First game down
here. Where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. Been there many, many times.
Yes, sir. I would say early in the game, first game of the season, tip, one-hand interception, you know, to start off the game.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Athletic.
Athletic,
You
yeah.
like those athletic interior defensive
linemen.
Yes,
you do. Linemen.
Yes, sir.
Quarterbacks hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got the tip, the INT. Did you lug it?
Nah, I fell.
A yard, 2 yards?
I fell on the ground.
Hey, it was still interception, right, fellas?
Yes, sir.
That's all you cared about. Yeah, exactly. All right. Got girlfriend?
No, sir, I do not.
Is this the only guy's got a girlfriend? We will find out. We'll keep
find
you.
Out, Bears.
Yeah, we should, one of those. We'll take a break and we'll come back. No, we won't. All right. So, that's a great memory. Your favorite, it's probably not in this area, your favorite pro team?
Seattle Seahawks.
I do not know what's going on in Pinellas County with these high school kids, but this is about the 10th Seattle Seahawk fan.
12th man.
I understand all that, but you're from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You had a team that's now in L.A.
They left us. Why would I? You know what I'm saying? They left us.
Well, you and I know Kurt Warner real well. And I did a lot of things with Kurt. And that was the glory days of the St. Louis Cardinals. So I like that. The loyalty. So you jump on the Seattle Seahawks bandwagon?
Man, ever since I was a little kid, my dad was a Packers fan. And I always just been against my dad.
Well, your pops is the man. You got the Kansas City Chiefs where you grew up, too.
I don't know. I mean.
Seattle Seahawks. Well, you know what? You should be switching teams now to the Denver Broncos because your man's quarterback in there. He's a traitor too, right?
Yeah, he's a traitor.
Yeah, well, I think he probably wishes he was in Seattle right now the way things are going in Denver.
Yeah, not playing too well.
No. And this would be an interesting question. What's your favorite college team?
Alabama Roll Tide.
That is a bandwagon. That's a bandwagon pick, without a shadow of a doubt. But at least you're on the right bandwagon until last week in Knoxville.
Yep. Man, I don't even want to talk about that.
Nobody wants to talk about it because they're only used to losing like once or twice every year. 3 years.
Yep.
Yeah. So once you know, at least we can take a couple of losses a year in Iowa.
Yeah.
We're battle tested. Mm. They're not in Alabama, and we have watch parties here. Alabama watch parties, and when they lost last week, I'm down here. I'm just like whiners, cry. These are grown men. I swear to God, I saw tears. I'm like, it's only football, dude.
Wow.
And you didn't play, you know, or your son didn't play. Yeah, they take this stuff emotionally.
Yeah.
All right, I want to do a shout-out to Seahawk fan.
I shout out my mom. She always been there for me.
What's mom's name?
Meredith.
Meredith?
Yes, sir.
Seems like you have a nice young man. Seems very bright with the exception of the teams that he selects. But he's a very, very nice young man.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else out there, my friend?
Shout out my sister, too.
Her name? She will not be happy.
Giannina.
Giannina?
Yes, sir.
Keep him in line. Is she an older sister?
Older, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, she got two women to slap you around. You're not going to make any mistakes.
Yes, sir.
All right, young man. Well, when did you move here? How old were you?
I moved here just recently in January.
Oh, wow. Nice pickup, huh?
Yeah.
That's recruiting.
No.
I don't care what you did. He went to St. Louis to get you. Your high school coach up there probably calling you a traitor. Coming down to St. Pete. No.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to God's country down here.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. You like it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's a little bit. And I have nothing against St. Louis. I have some good memories there. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. You want to pass the microphone down to this young man in the corner?
All right. Next, we have Jamari Bennett. He plays both O-line and D-line. He's a senior.
He's what you call a utility player.
Yeah.
Coaches love that because that's like having your depth chart.
You can plug and play wherever.
Plug and play. I like that. Yeah.
Yes,
when you played at Iowa, did you play two different positions?
Anytime
in your career?
They weren't ready for it. I played corner and safety, but they weren't That's ready for me on the offensive side.
No, but I thought you did play corner and
yeah,
safety.
Yeah, I went in as a corner. And so I think, my red shirt freshman year, I was in the two deep backing up Antoine Allen at corner and Bob at safety. So, yeah, I played both.
Yeah, backing up Bob was, first of all, you didn't get in very often.
You didn't get in very often.
If he needed a breath there, and we're talking about, we call him Bobby Sanders, one of the hardest hitting, even in the NFL.
Hitman 33.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'm sure you guys have told stories.
Yeah.
You've told stories
they
of these guys
about him.
Yeah, I mean, old guys tell old man stories, and the guy he's talking about was unbelievably special.
Yeah,
and I was fortunate to interview him for about 20 minutes, and just a great guy too.
Yeah, good dude.
Man, did he wallop you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you back? Did you have to do special teams too?
Oh yeah, that's how I made my first mark.
And
first
I'm sure
play.
You shared out with these
in
guys.
Kinnick, kickoff. Running down, smashing Steve Breston, and the rest is history.
And he remembers it. Yeah. And the one thing, you will remember what's going on right now. I can remember 100 years ago plays from back in the day in high school and college.
Remember it like it was yesterday. Ran down, big kickoff tackle, and I threw the L's up for Largo. And then they was like, who is that kid? And then they started getting me into the rotation.
Threw the L's up for Largo, did you really?
Threw the L, go Google it.
I think that's fabulous. Threw the L's up for Largo playing for the University of Iowa. Now that is a special story. I got to pass that one on to my friend Eddie Podolak. I'm sure you enjoyed conversations with Eddie.
Good dude.
I'm going to have him on here short when they have a bye coming up. I'm going to have him on. I'll let you know. You can.
Okay.
I might have you call in.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, because he is. In all aspects of life. By the way, folks, he was a standout at Iowa, the Kansas City Chiefs, and, of course, he's now the color analyst and has been for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
For maybe going – they had their 25th anniversary here in golf. Gary Dolphin just recently.
Yep, him and Dolph.
Yeah, and that's enough Iowa football. But when you flash the L's, I bet people at home went nuts.
Went crazy. ESPN game, too.
Was it an ESPN game?
Yep.
All right. See, a lot of coaches have stories they have to tell of things they heard. Your coach tells stories of things he did, which is cool. And this young man was the offensive and defensive.
Yes, sir.
All right. And your favorite memory?
Favorite memory would probably be last season against our rival, me pulling up, getting up to the safety.
Who's the rival?
Oh, I'm a Hawkeye, so everybody's a rival of mine. You know, they don't like the guy that left and came back and having success. So, but Clearwater, who are you talking about? Which one? Clearwater game?
Yeah, Clearwater game.
Okay.
Pulled up to the safety.
Okay.
Was able to get up all the way to the safety and block for my running back, DeAndre Randall, for the touchdown.
So you're one of the few linemen that get downfield and keep – after your initial block, and keep blocking.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's impressive, and I'm sure that he points it out in film sessions because that's what you want.
That's what you need.
And that's how they score. And I'm glad. I hope the running back appreciated. Well, I'm sure he made sure that the running back appreciated it.
Coach always tell us 5 yards or more. We block. Hold them 5 yards or more. Keep them going.
And keep them going.
To the track.
Well, you must have some pretty good wheels for a lineman, too.
Yeah, you can go.
Yes, sir.
That's impressive, young man. All right. Girlfriend?
No, I don't got no girlfriend.
No. You know what this kid told me from? I had the kids over from King in Hillsboro. And this young man, you look a little like him. He was hilarious. I said, any girlfriends? He goes, several. I said, well, remember this. Several means several problems, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So remember, from an old man, several, and none of his buddies had girlfriends, but I thought it was hilarious. Several. All right. That was a great memory, by the way, too, and a great lesson for offensive linemen. Your favorite high school, favorite pro team?
Pro team, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan.
That makes sense. I've got a lot of, because you're a Lamar Jackson fan, right?
All around.
Yep. I had 3 out of 7 kids 2 weeks ago that were Louisville fans because of Lamar Jackson. And then, of course,
big-time
player. Yeah, the real deal. And college.
I'm a Gator fan.
2 Gator fans. Want to do a shout-out?
Shout out to my mom, Eric Alexander, and my dad, Jesse Bennett, for always staying on my tail and making sure I get my work done and continue to push me throughout life.
Well, they seem like it looks like they've got it. Well, I don't think you'd be playing for coach if you guys weren't all great young men. And a shout out to your parents, all of your parents, and all the supporters in your lives. It doesn't always have to be parents that are giving you help. And last but not least, over here to the right, the quiet one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
staring at me like, am I ever going to get a chance? This old man ever going to ever shut up so I can get on?
Senior lineman Kanye Crenshaw.
Senior lineman, guard, tackle,
everything. Big Yay.
Big Yay is
Mr. Pancake Valley.
My man, I like that. Got a personality too. Say that again, Pancake.
Mr. Pancake Valley.
What was that cat from Ohio State back in your era that did the pancake block and just destroyed people? He ended up playing for...
at Ohio State?
Yeah.
I don't know. They had a bunch of good ones.
Orlando Pace,
yeah.
Orlando Pace, and he was the
Rams and every... Yeah.
Yeah, he was the pancake guy.
Yeah.
So that's... Give me a memory. I'm sure it's got a pancake in there.
Well, last week played Seminole and I had a pancake, but after I pancaked him,
second.
I swimmed on him.
Can you say Seminole roll out again?
Seminole.
Hear that? Pancaked.
Baseball.
A lot of syrup on the pancakes.
did he lay down there for a little while after you laid some syrup on him?
Yeah.
So that's your favorite memory? Your favorite pro team? I bet I could talk to this kid for about a half hour.
This might be funny, but I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, you know, it's America's team, and they're having a good year.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Did you have somebody in your family that was a Cowboys fan?
My uncle is.
Well, there you go. Typically, there's somebody in your family, you know, that was a fan back in the day. Now I'm old. I didn't ask you. No. No girlfriend?
Nah, no girlfriend.
I didn't think so.
Nah.
Yeah. Baby, you got pancakes to make. You got
locked in right now.
You got to keep focused. All right. And your favorite college team?
Georgia Bulldogs. Go Dogs.
Two Bulldogs. No. Bandwagon Raiders?
No. We locked in.
Okay. I'm just checking. Because the reality is Florida State, and doesn't break my heart, but and you grew up here. Would you grow up at as a Florida?
Seminole.
No, but you're a Seminole fan. I bet they were coming at you.
No.
Really?
I was the only one gave me opportunity. I only played defense my senior year because I was a dual threat quarterback, so my high school coach didn't want me to get hurt, so I only played defense my senior year.
Really?
And they didn't think I was good enough.
Hey, did we do a shout-out?
No.
Oh.
Didn't get a shout-out.
Shout-out to my mom. She always pushes me to be great and be the best man that I can be. And, yeah, I love you, Mom.
And what's Mom's name?
Kim.
Well, Kim, if nothing else, he'll be on the Comedy Channel in about 5 years doing stand-up comedy. I can tell he's got some one-liners. And he's got a personality. That's right. Right, guys? Is he kind of the life of the locker room? How about in the huddle? Who is the most aggressive of this gang in the huddle as far as the third?
On defensive side, I am.
On offense, me. I'll say it's me.
Offense is the pancake. It's not the quarterback. It's him.
Nah, it's him.
You tell the quarterback what to do?
Keep my boys in check, man. We got to play as a team. Got to win. You know?
I like that attitude. And you're the most vocal. Well, hey, tell you what, you have put up with three interceptions and 35 tackles, so you can be the most vocal. And the question is, do they listen? Do they listen, Ricky?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got some great leadership. Who do you play next?
Osceola.
Osceola,
then Northeast.
And Northeast.
Playoff start.
Okay, now let's talk about playoffs down here because they vary all over the country, and I'm used to everything in the Midwest. Just getting myself indoctrinated down here. District play, right?
Yes.
So right now, you guys are in first place in your district.
First place in the district, first place in the region.
Yeah, congratulations right now, but I know that you've accomplished that, and now you want a lot more.
Yep.
And you want to make history for the Largo Packers. Mm-hmm. And someday, any of you guys have aspirations to continue playing your careers?
Yes, sir.
Well, you'll be flashing the L's at coach someday for Largo. So, is it a seeding thing then? So you'll go in the number one seed.
It's seeding. Our final district game is this Friday versus Osceola. And more than likely we'll go in as number one or two seed. Right now we're number one in the region. Jesuit is number two. So that'll probably be how
So you got to play the Jesuit Tigers eventually?
We won't have to play them until probably third round of the playoffs. If everything finishes, you know, if we start the playoffs today, you probably wouldn't see them to the third round. Friday will be our last district game versus Osceola. With the win there, we'll be 3-0 in the district, win the district championship, and then get ready to go into the playoffs.
You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. Just having a great conversation with these young Packers and their head coach, Marcus Pascal, of course, former University of Iowa. I know my audience gets tired, but we're streaming in Iowa, too, and I get a lot of listeners up there tired of my conversations about the Hawkeye State, but it is my home, and it's great to talk a little bit of Hawkeye history, but more importantly, to see what Coach Pascal has done. His alma mater is impressive, and these young gentlemen, student-athletes you brought down here, and got the girlfriend helping with the homework. We had four out of the five, no girlfriend. The only one that did is a leader, and he's actually squashed my no girlfriend deal. He's a leader. He's got three picks, 35 tackles, and she does his homework, helps him with his homework. Smart man. All of you guys are smart men, and this is an absolute blast. We're down here at Ferg's. We're going to have you down again before the end of the season.
Okay.
And I actually could go on your side because you're a Hawkeye grad. See, Sean Davis is going to be in my face if I say, hey, I was on the pack. I'm pulling for the Packers.
Yeah.
He's going to say, what about my Vikings? I thought you loved my Viking kids. And I'm going to say, well, I'm from Iowa. He played for Iowa. I had to flip a coin. If your son went to Iowa, it would have been different, but he's at Iowa State.
Yeah.
So this has been an absolute blast, my man.
Thank you for having us.
And then you said you got a couple sons yourself?
Yeah.
Talk about them real quick.
My oldest son, Miles, he's in sixth grade. He's 11. And then my youngest son, Mason, he's in third.
They hang around. I bet they hang around the field a little bit. They look up to you guys.
Yep.
You make them the water boys?
Yep. They live on the sideline.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's cool. What great, great area and environment to grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
And they look up to you guys, and I'm sure you have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah.
How about you, Pancake? You nice to them?
Yeah.
I'm just going to call you Pancake from now on because I love that, man.
Sure.
And that's a terms of affection, not making fun of you. I don't want to get pancaked. I don't want any syrup on my old carcass laying here on the... On 13th and Central, laid out whatever. I got pancaked by a Packer. All right, fellas. Well, wish you well the next two games.
Thank you.
And get to that game against Jesuit.
Yes, sir.
I'll just have to tell, I'm Catholic, but I'm going to tell Coach Thompson, I'm definitely on the Packers.
There you go. Appreciate it.
And I'll get...
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.